To you this morning. And my scripture reading is in Matthew. And in Matthew, the 13th chapter, I want to start at the 44th verse. Matthew 13, 44. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid again. And from joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking fine pearls. And upon finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a dragnet cast into the sea and gathering fish of every kind. And when it was filled, they drew it up on the beach, and they sat down and gathered the good fish into containers, but the bad they threw away. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come forth and take out the wicked from among the righteous and throw them into the furnace of fire. In that place, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all these things? They said to him, yes. And Jesus said to them, therefore, every scribe who has become a disciple of the kingdom of heaven is like a head of a household who brings out of his treasure things new and old. Bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this place to come and worship you. We thank you for that you allow us to come and to praise and worship you for all the things that you do for us and to try to be of help to each other. And Heavenly Father, we ask your blessings on the rest of this service and let each thing be done to your praise and glory. And let each thing be understood as you would have by each of us. And in all these things, we thank you. And by your loving Son, Yeshua, we ask. And amen. My text to you is Matthew 13 and 46. The kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. My message to you this morning is entitled, The Pearl of Great Price. The kingdom of God is what these scriptures are referring to. The kingdom of God is the treasure that was hidden in the field. And the kingdom of God is the pearl of great price. And you notice that in both of these parables of Jesus, it says that when each searcher found these treasures, that he went and sold all that he had, gave up all that he had in order to possess it. And the kingdom of God can be described in two ways. It is the rule of God in the heart and in the world. And speaking of in the heart, it is moral. It's not nationalistic. It is spiritual. It's not material. And it is actual, not ideal. But it is also the rule of God in the world. It is social. not individualistic. It is universal, not local. And it awaits a final consummation and is not yet complete. There is still prophetic events that are to take place. And I would say you won't see Jesus Christ, the Messiah, coming in the clouds of glory until these prophetic events happen exactly the way they are prophesied to be. The kingdom of God is spoken of as a hidden treasure in a field and as a pearl of great price. Exactly what is your pearl of great price? Everyone usually has one. What is so important to you in that you will never give up until you search and you find it, as these men did? Just how important is to you this pearl of great price in having it, obtaining it, and then keeping it? Is it your heart's desire? I would say if you think about these two men that was in the parable that Jesus was talking about, a man that went, found a treasure, a hidden treasure in a field, and then the one that was searching for costly pearls, and he searched until he came upon that pearl. Is it your heart's desire, as it was theirs, to keep on searching until you find? And then be willing to give all that you have in order to obtain it and keep it. Would you give up all that you have for that pearl of great price? Is it worth your all? Would you let it be, as they did, evidently, almost their total focus was on finding this thing of great value in order to obtain it? A treasure hidden, a pearl of great price. When we think about this, it's obvious that the searcher knows the value of what he is seeking. He would not give up without giving it his all. He is willing to give all that he has, both old treasures that have been attained through the years and new treasures that he might have come upon. But he's willing to accumulate it, and he's willing to give it all for this pearl of great price. And then after the treasure has been found, after the pearl of great price has been obtained, then the scripture let us know that great joy is a result of that. And I want you to think about the foundation for these parables that Jesus is bringing to us. The foundation is that he's speaking of the kingdom of God. He's thinking about and teaching of spiritual values, things that not in the hidden treasure and the pearl of great price, so materialistic, but things above the natural, the kingdom of God. And just as these materialistic items, when the searcher finds what he is searching for, it brings a joy. It brings a satisfaction that is not only deep, but it is complete. It is of lasting value. And when we think of the kingdom of heaven as that hidden treasure and as that pearl of great price, we think of those things that make up the kingdom of heaven. And they encompass ones that have developed Christian character, which satisfies deeper than any other value that you would try to obtain. The kingdom answers to humankind's highest aspirations. If you are to establish ultimate goals and things that are above the natural, things that really, truly, deeply, and of longer duration than other things, we see that it can only be through that which God brings to us. The kingdom is not only a treasure of infinitely finer quality, but of lasting duration. It's not something that will just easily be used and disappears. However, in speaking of Jesus' parables and the kingdom of heaven as a treasure that is searched for and as a costly pearl that is also searched longingly for, many look for a religion today, for a spiritual walk with God. Many look for it in the wrong way. They're searching for something quick and easy to obtain, a cheap and relatively easy religion that don't really require much of anything out of you. You just come and you listen, and then you go home and go about the usual and ordinary. But the kingdom of heaven requires much more than that. It requires service to God. It requires communication. It requires sincerity. God wants a personal relation with each one of us. We may be bargain seekers in our walk with God, in our search for spirituality, in our religion, as a carryover from what we would ordinarily do in our everyday life. We even take it into religion, and we go for bargain seeking. We are looking for instant gratifications, just like so many other materialistic things. We want to be gratified instantly. Many want to use Christ as a convenience. Our Father God and His Son Jesus Christ, Yeshua, they want much more from us than that. They want dedication. They want sincerity. They want the best that you have to give. Same thing Jesus, same thing our Father God required of anyone at all times in history. He wanted the best. And that's what he required. That's what he asked for. That's what he made clear. And that's what we should know, that in our walk with God, we've got to give to him. Our service has got to be the best that we have. And in speaking of this, the pearl of great price, the hidden treasure, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. What is the cost? What is the cost? The cost that we're speaking of and the cost that's made clear by Jesus in these parables is, the cost is all that a person has. That's what the one that found the hidden treasure in the field, that's what he was willing to give. That's what the one that was searching for the pearl of great value, that's what he was willing to give, all that he had. It was that valuable. God wants us to look at the kingdom of heaven and our obtaining, standing with him to justify him granting to us entry into that kingdom of heaven. He wants us to know it's going to require all that we have. Not that we can't do it, or not that we cannot give it, just that that is what he wants. He wants the best from us. He wants all that we have. He wants us to be willing to not only recognize that, but willing to give it to him. The kingdom must come first. Priorities have to be in the right order, and God lets us know that the kingdom of heaven has to be priority one. And are being willing to give up all in order to have it. The kingdom deserves the best. Anything that God has, anything that he brings to us, any gift that he has for us is the best. And it deserves to be first on our priority list. And it deserves our best efforts. And that's what he's looking for. Only the best. The kingdom deserves the best that we have in our time, without reluctance and without reservation. It deserves the best of our talents. Are we willing to use everything that God has blessed us with? Are we willing to use that as best that we can? And as often as we can? On every occasion that we can? That's what God wants. He wants our time. And we know we have demands on our time from every direction. And it seems impossible to satisfy all of the things that is required of us. But certainly, our focus should be on the kingdom of heaven. Our focus should be on God and what he wants of us. Our time, our talents, our treasure. God wants the best. The two examples of the parable, treasure and how much we had to give. These men, when they found the treasure, when they knew through their life that they had lived up to that point, that they knew what they wanted, they were willing to give all that they had. And then the cost of the best also involves testimony. God wants us to be willing to tell others. He not only wants us to be sincere in everything that we do and willing to give our best in all, but He wants us to serve Him. And that we are willing to also give of our testimony as we do our time and our talents and our treasure. All through God's Word, it's very obvious. God doesn't ask for something that we can't give and that we don't have. God is very reasonable in everything that He brings to us. And so we know that all of these things that we should be willing to give up in order to obtain the treasure of the kingdom of heaven, we know that it is in within reason. And so we should place all of those at the very top of our list. It should be our focus. It should be priority one. The Christian life is often difficult and painful. The Word of God doesn't say that walking with Him is going to be a bed of roses. That walking the Christian life and entry into the kingdom of heaven is going to be easy. It's not. And the Word of God didn't say that it would be that way. It is valuable in many ways. A key value is the pearl of heaven, for which we constantly give thanks. And this gift or treasure from God, bought with Jesus Christ's blood, Yeshua shed His blood so that we might have this pearl of great value, that we might obtain eternal life, that we might obtain the gift of the Holy Spirit in this life to help and lead us and guide us into that treasure in heaven, the kingdom of heaven. And also, when we make the kingdom of heaven our primary focus, when we let it be priority one, then we know as a result of that, we obtain a more godly attitude. We become less like our ordinary self and more like God. That is partly why He made us in His own image. And some of these attributes that we have, when we really get down to the spiritual part of it, and what God wants from us, it's obvious. He made us to be of service to Him so that we, as we live our life, can become more like Him. And one day, if we live that right kind of life, we'll go through that transformation, spiritual transformation, just as Jesus Christ did, just as Yeshua was to go back to Yahweh, His loving Father, and undergo a transformation from the natural to the spiritual, so we will be transformed as He judges us worthy to enter into the kingdom of heaven. I hope you will go home today and you will think about this treasure, this pearl that God is wanting us to work toward, that He is wanting to give us, He's wanting us to have. If you would, I'd like for everyone to stand and let's read this blessing of God to us and the blessing from us to each other. Let's all read this together. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance on you and give you peace. Let's bow and pray.